It's the all new Hits 106.3, Mandy and Jimmy, and today is a very special day, well, for Jimmy and myself, because it's rarely we ever get any famous people in here, and we've got Miss Kentucky herself in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning. What's
good
up?
Morning. And then we have Miss Lexington herself, Teresa.
Hi, good morning.
Teresa is with Smiley Pete Publishing, and they're in here to talk about Fayette Fest. It's happening on Sunday. This is a super exciting and fun event that we've been looking forward to. For somebody who doesn't know what Fayette Fest is, Teresa, what is that?
So Fayette Fest is a second year event, and it's hosted at the historic Red Mile over, you know, just outside of downtown. And it is a food music festival that also celebrates horses and hounds, and it's a great family friendly event.
Awesome. What all can we expect? I know there's going to be like live music.
Yes, live music. We have Corey Smith, Halfway to Hazard, and
nice.
Commonwealth Band.
Awesome. And there's betting too, yes?
Well, yeah, there is actually world-class harness racing going on. It's actually the largest harness race in North America that's happening on Sunday. So if you've never seen a harness racing, this is the day to go. Think of just, you know, all the pageantry, the drivers, the horses.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Cool. And on our Facebook page on FayetteFest.com, if you've never actually seen harness racing, there's a video where you can see what that's like. It's in slow motion and just the majesty at the Red Mile.
Very cool. Yeah. Now, if somebody wants to get registered, like to come out and buy tickets and stuff like that, where do they go do that? Can they do it there or online?
It's a free event.
What?
It is totally free.
You know what? That's even better.
Yeah.
What I'm meaning is VIP access. Can they get that still?
Yes. It's a free event for everybody. And if you want a kind of a super experience, a VIP tent area,
yeah,
commemorative glass, cool place to hang out while you watch the music, we've got a VIP experience for $20.
What? That is so awesome. That is so awesome. I knew I saw a price on something, but it's free to get in. But if you want to be VIP to get a special commemorative glass and all that good stuff, you just $20. That's ridiculous. That's such a great price.
You know, to have the access of this VIP lounge, stage side, you know, a cool breeze, because it's going to be a hot one on Sunday.
Yeah, it really
is. It's going to be in the shade.
That's nice.
But, and also a chance to meet and greet with Corey Smith. Mm-hmm. And then also a chance to win some great art. And so our commemorative cup was designed by a great local artist, Enrique Gonzalez. And he has painted this beautiful scene of a horse and a driver in the carriage along with the red barn. And it is now on our commemorative cup. But you can also, you know, win a chance to get that painting.
Very cool. We are definitely looking forward to that. We've got Miss Kentucky in here, Alex, who is the spokesperson for Kentucky Proud.
Yeah.
So what is going on with this?
So at the event, there will be a Kentucky Proud Market, and then we'll also have the Mobile Science Activity Center available, which is what I go out on almost every week, and we take it all across Kentucky, teaching kids all about agriculture and agriculture science. So we do science experiments with them every day, and it is
love
an
it.
Absolute blast. And you can actually come on to the trailer, and we have iPads where you can see videos and really experience the Mobile Science Activity Center for yourself.
Love this.
It's really exciting.
That is so
exciting.
We
make slime. We make ice cream.
What?
Yeah.
Can I be a part of this?
Yes.
I'm not a kid, but can I do it?
I make it every day. So what does that say about me?
That says that you're a fun person.
Thank you.
I love it.
Okay. So Teresa, this whole event is pet friendly, correct?
It is one of the only events in town where you are welcome to bring your dog
yes.
and celebrate your pooch
yes.
at the Fayette Fest. We have all kinds of activities for dog lovers, as well as if you want to get your dog involved, we have some agility courses.
Oh.
Yeah, we have a pet costume contest.
Nice.
And we have a look-alike contest.
A look-alike, a pet and owner look-alike contest?
Yes, how fun is that?
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah. And so we also have this National Touring Act. It's the Flying Frisbee Hounds. And so it's like this, you know, a little collie that, you know, you throw a frisbee, he jumps in the air, does some tricks, comes back down with the frisbee in his mouth. And you
like
know,
magic.
Just total magic. He's an acrobat.
That's
sure.
awesome. That's awesome. And so what else is going to be going on with the horses that are there? You were telling us something about a parade with a ton of horses.
Yes. So this is a horses and hounds event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're celebrating horses and also hounds. But, you know, with standard breds, they're very pet friendly. And standard bred is a type of horse that runs the harness racing. And so we're celebrating not only standard breds, but all the horses. You know, they're cousins, if you will. And so there's going to be over 20 breeds of horses walking in a parade. parade on the track. And then immediately following that parade of those breeds, you can go and pet the parade. You can pet all the different horses.
And now, not just 20 different horses, 20 different breeds of horses.
20 different breeds of horses. Everything from miniature to the Clydesdale. You know, the big Clydesdale with the beautiful blonde mane. Yeah, you'll be able to see one of those and pet one of those.
That is going to be awesome. So again, it's pet friendly. Bring all the doggos. Everything. There's going to be so many dogs. I'm going to have to pet every single one of them. It's going to be a long day, but I think I can do it.
Yeah, 6 hours. It's from 12 to 6 on Sunday the 15th.
I think I can do it.
Now, do you have a dog?
I do. Now, I don't know if she's going to be able to do the agility course. She's well fed. And she's mixed with, people tell me she looks like she's part horse. She's 120 pounds. And when she stands up, she's like 6 feet tall. So she might be able to go in the parade.
So it's a lookalike, because you're 6 feet tall.
Yes.
It's a lookalike, then.
Yeah, I think I could get her in the parade and be like, no, she's a mini horse. It's fine. She's a mini horse. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is going to be fun. And so along with all the horse and the hounds events and the music, we also have lots of other activities, you know, for kids and adults. We have an artist market, so local artists with handmade goods. And we have a Kentucky Proud Market, so lots of these Kentucky Proud items, you know, from beer cheese and such. You can purchase those on site, too.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see you guys there. Fayette Fest this Sunday at the historic Red Mile. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Alex.